says, bring Christ your broken heart or your broken life, so marred by sin. One of the things that we noticed and learned through our study of the Old Testament and as we continue on in the New is the ugliness of sin, the horror of sin, but especially the separation of sin. Remember, if you will, Isaiah made the statement in chapter 59, verses 1 and 2. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, nor his ear heavy that he cannot hear, but your sins and your iniquities have separated you from your God. From the time that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and were cast out of the garden and had no longer access to the tree of life, everyone therein has been in need of someone that could solve the problem of sin. Now notice, if you will, what the song book says. He will create a new, make whole again, your empty wasted years he will restore, and your iniquities remember no more. Isn't that a beautiful statement? And that is very biblical, because that is exactly what the Bible teaches us, that in spite of the ugliness of sin and the separating power of sin, if we're willing by faith to be obedient Christians and live a faithful life unto death, our sins and our iniquities will be remembered against us no more. Now that should give each one of us the encouragement each day to try to serve the Lord in His kingdom. We studied for several weeks about the importance of His kingdom. It required the Father giving up His Son. It required His Son giving up His place in heaven. And it required Him making that ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. A greater price hath no man paid than what the Lord paid for you and I to be redeemed and be made whole again. Remember, if you will, when we started the book of John, by the time we got to chapter 3, the first thing the Son of God was doing was speaking to Nicodemus and telling Nicodemus, you've got to be born again, or you'll never see this future kingdom. You need to be born from above. Now notice, if you will, the second stanza of this verse, the second stanza of the song has this to say, bring Him your every care, whether great or small. Isn't that a statement that we can really relate to? You see, once we are a part of this future kingdom, once we are a part of His kingdom that was future when He was on earth, once we are a part of that kingdom, once we've been born from above or born again, we can throw our cares and our trials and our tribulations on Him and rest assured that He listens, because He's our mediator. He's our stand-in between us and God. He's our holy lawyer. So as we sing this particular song, as we close the service tonight, let's think about all the blessings that we enjoy as children of God. And let's think about some challenging ways that we can challenge ourselves in the coming year to help this congregation not only grow spiritually, but help this congregation to grow in number, because we've got a beautiful message that needs to be taught to a lost and a dying world. I'll turn the service over to Dale, but if you're in the audience and you need the prayers of the congregation in any way, why not take the opportunity as we sing this last song together?